Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again for the blessings you pour out upon us. So we realize that you give us each breath that we breathe. And we thank you for that, God. We want to lift up leaders throughout the nation, throughout the state, throughout our county, and just pray especially for those here in Caney County that you just would give them guidance and wisdom, help them to make decisions be pleasing to you. Pray, God, for those that we know need your helping, healing, and comforting hand. And many come to my mind. I'm sure each one has many kind of people that come to their mind when I talk about that. I just lift that up to you, God, and pray again that you be with each one of those situations and be honored in each one, God. Pray, God, that you just would watch over us today. Just give us guidance in all we do. And these things we ask in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mrs. White, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I guess there's no public comment. I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, October 30th, 2017, 9:03 a.m. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
Did you guys want to talk about these two checks? Or
I wondered if you want to hold 447-115 and let her make the purchase order to agree with the bill. I think the purchase order was made before the bill came in. It'll either be that or another purchase order next week for the difference. It was $306.26.
I'm just wondering why they circle the one and check mark it as opposed to.
My understanding was that the purchase order was made out.
My understanding
was
they got the documentation
you
need because we brought that to
your attention, but I don't know. I didn't see
it in that. There's an email in the back there from. Yes.
So that 306.26 wasn't part of the invoice, okay? Or the ticket? So I'm fine with paying the amount that they paid, and then whenever they give us the ticket for that 306, then we can pay that.
Well, it's on the bill there. I think.
Well, it's not in these tickets. Is the way I'm understanding. Is that what you're understanding, Rick?
I would think it was an invoice to match that 306.
What's that?
It
just says we did not have the ticket at time of payment. We will pay the 306.26 next week unless we need to do something different. So in your yellow tickets here, which is whenever they make a delivery, they give you these tickets, and then that way it matches what was to be invoiced.
Yeah.
So again, I'd rather pay it.
It doesn't matter either way to me. Okay.
I mean, I don't want to hold up a payment. If we didn't owe them that much, if it was the other way around, if we owed them less, then I'd say don't pay it.
Yeah,
that seems
matter.
How we're going to owe them.
Yeah, just noted that it.
And then what about the.
The other one is paying where we did Roto Rooter for animal.
No, it's in here. Excuse me.
Do we buy the uniforms for them, the shirts, all the others?
That I don't know.
It appears that that was a special shirt, different, I suppose, than ones that we furnish.
No,
it's...
Good?
Yep.
Move to approve checks numbers 447101 through 447175. There are no warrants and two transfers.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for October 23rd, 2017.
Move to approve previous meeting minutes for October. What did you say?
23rd.
23rd, 2017.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I'll abstain. I was absent. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Bid recommendations for transfer trailers repair number 201709-383.
Yes, good morning, Commission. This is in reference to the bid number that you just quoted, 201709-383. The request was made to the purchasing department by Road and Bridge to let us bid for necessary repairs to our transfer station trailers, transport trailers. Part of this bid required that the prospective vendors or interested vendors make an appointment with Mr. Hayes at Road and Bridge to do an on-site inspection in order for them to, as best as possible, assess what repairs would be needed. In as much as that was a mandatory requirement, we only received one bid response, and that particular vendor was qualified. He had made inspections previous to his bid submittal, and his response for repairing both of those trailers with a 6% buffer that's in the bid requirements is $17,105.79. Mr. Hayes took possession of that particular response for full review, and I'll turn it over to him now for a formal recommendation for award. Mr. Hayes.
I reviewed Springfield Trailer's bid, and the trailer similar repairs on both trailers, one trailer 8502.72 and the other one 8603.07. The one trailer needed extra work on the end gate to adjust it. The guy's been having trouble getting the gate open and shut, so that's the difference in the two, but pretty much similar repairs on replacing the whole top rail on the driver's side of the trailer where it was damaged and keeps tearing apart. So we got to completely replace that top rail and repair side damage and stuff to the trailer. So after reviewing his bid, I'm recommending we go with Springfield Trailer and the only bid.
Move to award bid number 201709-383 to Springfield Trailer Incorporated.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you. I will submit the required legal contract draft to legal for their review, and we'll get that part started.
Bid recommendations for annual engineering services, bid number 201709-384.
Yes, thank you. This is in response to a process based on the number you just quoted. It's actually a request for qualifications 201709-384, which I had consulted with each of you on before I released this request to the public. This is a process that we have had available to us as an option in our purchasing policy manual for many years. We haven't exercised this option in recent times, but after I consulted with Road and Bridge and some other departments, we decided to go ahead and pursue putting out an RFQ basically to obtain or acquire services from three different engineering consulting agencies to have on a similar on-call list as MoDOT has. Advertising and direct bid invitation efforts resulted in three responses. And the state statute is real clear on requirements, and I made sure to incorporate those requirements in detail in the RFQ language. And the two responses that we received were from HDR Engineering and Great River Engineering as far as formal responses. The third response was a letter of declination, but it's a very commendable letter. It's from Olson and Associates in Springfield, and they made it real clear to me in their letter, which I appreciated greatly, that they did not feel that they were qualified yet, that they had not spent enough time in Taney County, which is part of the required state statutory requirements, and they were going to engage in as much activity in the coming year to become familiar enough with the county to qualify for next year. My recommendation at this point in time, based on the responses that we received from HDR Engineering and Great River, is to designate HDR as A and Great River Engineering as B and use those two services on an as-needed basis. I will request that after they're designated by your vote to have each one of those vendors supply us with their formatted contract, which accommodates better than anything we can create here, those needs. And we've been rotating those needs regardless, but by this RFQ, we establish a clear and legal comfort zone to cover any expenses should we run into a project that needs immediate attention and we don't have the luxury of a 30 or 45 day bid grace period. We can go ahead and have these agencies come in as consultants on a rotating basis and give us estimates of what their fees would be based on whether it's bridge work or road work or architectural. This also includes surveying and engineering services.
So this was an RFQ?
Yes.
Okay, you've chosen HDR as a primary and GRC as a secondary.
Well, I'm not.
Then you said alternate.
Right. Well, the difference between designating A and B and primary and secondary is we wouldn't be able to use a secondary if that's the wording in the contract unless the primary was completely and totally unavailable. By designating A and B, we can pick either one, regardless of their availability, based on the specific natures of, and the requirements of the project. And we've done that in the past with other vendors. That seems to work better. We're not required to absolutely rotate them. We would be able to use them at our leisure, and they understand that. The vendors understand that. That's how the MoDOT on-call list works, too.
It essentially allows us to be able to contact them and not have to worry about going over the bid limit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So it protects us and still allows us to utilize them whenever we need it without having to wait, like you said, the 30 or 45 day bid period.
It's somewhat extra work for the purchasing department up front, well, where we may or may not need it, but it saves having to do it later when we do need it and then there's a delay.
And I asked, what were the factors in deciding one over the other?
There was no factors. They're even across the board, A or B.
Okay.
They both qualified by their responses and met statutory requirements equally.
We can make Great River Engineering A and ACR B.
You could do either one. Yeah,
you could choose the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a bid number or anything? Well, it's here. I see it. I'm sorry.
The RFQ.
Yeah, it's not really a bid. It's a
RFQ.
RFQ, request for qualifications number 201709.